I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. Education forces experimental injections on your kids, robs them of values, and maybe a few body parts. And when you speak out, you get banned from social media or investigated by the FBI. Time to punch back with homeschooling and private training under a First Family Trust. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
When a bank is owned by the community and invests in the community, it answers to a different call. It's personal. It's driven by your needs, not ours. Welcome to American Riviera Bank. Our customers know us for personal service, every day, every way.
You can bank on us.
Bank on us.
Bank on us!
American Riviera Bank. Bank on better.
American Riviera Bank, with branches in San Luis Obispo, San Maria, Paso Robles, and now Atascadero.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange. For Thursday, January 2nd, 2025, I'm Kevin Will.
Templeton Library avoids deficit through community donations. County Board of Supervisors special meeting scheduled for January 7th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 35 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Idler's Home. More of what you want for your home since 1954. Idler's Home. The Templeton Library reported its finances for the end of the year was short around $3,600. The library is privately funded and receives no county or government funding. Templeton's library president, Melinda Reed, posted to Facebook asking for community donations to help keep the library funded earlier this week. Less than 24 hours later, the library reported that generous community donations put them over the top, receiving $3,741 in donations. The Templeton Library sincerely thanks the community for their generous support. Any who still wish to make a donation can do so directly through Venmo or PayPal, sending it to Templeton Library. The County Board of Supervisors will be holding a special meeting on Tuesday, January 7th. The meeting will start at 9 a.m. and contains only one consent agenda item. The board will reorganize its members and elect the chairperson and vice chairperson for the 2025 term. The Board of Supervisors adopted a rotational nomination for the chair and vice chairperson positions since 2019. This year, former vice chairperson Don Ortiz-Legg will be nominated as chairperson, and District 4 Supervisor Jimmy Paulding will be nominated as vice chairperson. Paso Robles named Best Small Town for Retirement in California. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 610.
Need a home upgrade on a budget? We've got you covered at every price point. Don't miss our outlet and clearance section at all three locations. Stocked with appliances marked way down, up to 50% off select products, and special financing options like 0% down for 18 months on many items. Upgrading doesn't have to break the bank, and we have the deals to prove it. Idler's Home. It's how we say value. Shop idlershome.com or at any of our locations today.
KPRL News continues at 610. The city of Paso Robles has been named the best small town for retirement in California by World Atlas. World Atlas is a publishing resource for geography, sociology, environment, economic, and travel for locations around the world. World Atlas cites the safety, cultural vibrancy, and landmarks for Paso Robles as reasons for its placement. World Atlas says the average listing price for homes in Paso Robles stands at least 16% lower than the state average. The city's seasonal events are also listed as one of the biggest perks for settling in Paso Robles. The article reads, "No month goes by in Paso Robles without a lively event or something fun to do." The County Public Works Department announced that a portion of the Bob Jones Bike Trail will be closed for 1 week. The closure is for regular essential maintenance work on the trail, including restoring pathway shoulders, cleaning out accumulated sediment, and replacing a damaged drainage pipe. The trail will close starting January 6th through Friday, January 10th, between Ontario Road and Blue Heron Drive in Avila Beach area. The 136th Rose Parade was held in San Luis Obispo on New Year's Day, where Cal Poly San Luis Obispo's float received the Leishman Public Spirit Award. Cal Poly's Rose Float, dubbed Nellie's Lakeside Laughs, depicts the Loch Ness Monster of Scotland on its best day. Also featured are some of Scotland's most iconic creatures, including an ebony Scottish terrier, a Norwegian beaver pair, a circus of seven Atlantic puffins, and a gentle Highland cow. The float reportedly featured over 37,000 flowers. Cal Poly San Luis Obispo teamed up with the Panoma team to work on this float, which is worked on for the entire year between the two campuses. In sports for the NFL, for KPRL's tripleheader on Sunday the 5th, we'll have the Commanders versus the Cowboys in the morning, then the Raiders against the Chargers, and the Vikings versus the Lions. In the NBA, yesterday, the Kings defeated the 76ers 113-107. Tonight, the Warriors will face the 76ers, the Lakers will go against the Trailblazers, and the Clippers will face Oklahoma City. Local news was brought to you by Idler's Home. Go to idlershome.com for details. KPRL News Time is 6:12. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Louisiana Lieutenant Governor Bill Nunziger was in Pasadena for the Tournament of Roses Parade when he got word of the deadly New Year's morning attack in New Orleans.
As we loaded the buses to head to the parade here at the Rose Parade in Pasadena, people were calling their family members, making sure they were safe.
Louisiana was represented in the Rose Parade by the Explore Louisiana Float, one of two dozen floats to win an award. A 26-year-old woman behind bars on suspicion of DUI and gross vehicular manslaughter after a deadly crash in Mission Viejo happening near this woman's home.
I think it's extremely senseless with all the resources we have today and the knowledge, and everybody knows about drinking and driving.
Police say the suspect drove the wrong way on a street early Wednesday morning, hitting another car head-on. A 66-year-old woman driving the other car died. A suspect and a passenger also injured and treated at a hospital. Ohio State cruises to a 41-21 win over Oregon at the Rose Bowl game in Pasadena, advancing to the college football semifinal. Jeff Scott, California News.
My husband and I love an exciting adventure, especially in a stylish SUV. The first ever Nissan Rogue Rock Creek is meant to be shown off with its all-terrain tires for rocky trails and snowy roads. Its tubular roof rack for hauling gear, and its rugged flair that stands out off-road. Adventure calls in the first ever Nissan Rogue Rock Creek. Head to NissanUSA.com to see it today. Intelligent all-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions. Cargo and load capacity limited by weight and distribution. Always secure cargo. Heavy loading of the vehicle with cargo, especially on the roof, will affect the handling and stability of the vehicle.
Lowe's knows how to help you save time and money, no matter the job. That's why we can deliver supplies to your job site as soon as same day, so you have more time to get the job done. Because when you need it fast, we've got you covered. Lowe's knows pros. Valid on eligible in-stock orders and select zip codes placed by 2 p.m. for same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. More terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
When it comes to solar energy, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Atascadero says, quote, Solarponics installed our solar system almost 20 years ago. The installation team was amazing. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. The Solarponics service teams are just as amazing. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing 46 years of install and service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners, is your water heater more than 10 years old? If so, upgrade to a heat pump water heater. Heat pump water heaters are 60% more energy efficient, saving thousands in energy costs. Plus, you'll help reduce carbon emissions. Best of all, you may qualify for up to a 50% rebate when replacing an old gas or propane water heater. Learn more at solarponics.com/water heating. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:15. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer, Protective Law Corporation. A tax alert is comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. As Brussels sprouts have become more trendy on social media and restaurant menus during the past several years, California farmers have been able to cash in on the vegetable's popularity. The market's really grown, especially the fresh market, and a lot of that has to do with the food shows on TV and chefs' artistic abilities, said Monterey County-based vegetable grower Jeff Hitchcock. It really puts Brussels sprouts on the map. U.S. per capita consumption of Brussels sprouts increased from 0.33 pounds in 2011 to 0.78 pounds in 2019, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture statistics. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer, Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report on KPRL sponsored by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Some clouds this morning will give way to sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight with lows right around 40, southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 60s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Sunny skies on Tuesday, partly cloudy Wednesday, sunny on Thursday next week. Low 60s Saturday, mid-60s starting Sunday, going all the way to Wednesday next week. 69 a week from today. Currently, it is 35 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:18.
Whether you're remodeling your home or building a new one, think of Frontier Floors and Window Coverings in Paso Robles. Since 1977, Frontier Floors and Window Coverings has been the North County's choice for the finest in selection, quality, and service. From an area rug to a complete newly designed residential or commercial project, Frontier Floors and Window Coverings is equipped to assist you from floor to ceiling. Browse their 3,000 square foot showroom. You'll find hardwood flooring, waterproof vinyl flooring, beautiful fabrics for window coverings, and of course, luxurious stain-resistant carpet. Frontier Floors and Window Coverings, providing the highest quality at competitive prices with unmatched customer service. Always free estimates. Call 805-238-7878, online at frontierfloors.net, or visit the showroom at 830 21st Street in Paso Robles. Frontier Floors and Window Coverings.
Boyd's Tobacco and Elegant Gifts on Spring Street in Paso Robles. No vaping allowed. Real cigars for real men and possibly some women. Whether you are an experienced cigar smoker or a newbie, kick back in Boyd's Tobacco Lounge and enjoy your cigars or take them with you. Check out their website for upcoming cigar and wine events, usually the third Thursday of each month. Enjoy food, wine, and cigars. Pull up your big boy pants and get to Boyd's Tobacco and Elegant Gifts on Spring Street in Paso Robles.
Carpet's giving you that dirty look? Call North County Carpet Cleaning. Since 1991, family-run business that prides itself on quality work at reasonable prices. Besides carpets, they also specialize in tile and grout cleaning as well as rug shampooing. Does your office need a weekly or bi-weekly cleaning?
commercial and office cleaning as well. For all your cleaning needs, call North County Carpet Cleaning, 805-239-9355, 805-239-9355.
Happy New Year from Slo County Tea Party. Join them Monday, January 6th, 6 p.m. for their monthly informative meeting at Republican Headquarters in Atascadero. Come hear Slo County's premier investigative reporter, Karen Veely, with Cal Coast News report on city and county goings-on. Reports also on local school boards and city updates. 2025 is going to be an awesome year, and you can help make Slo County great again. Be there early for a good seat, 6 p.m. Monday, January 6th at Republican Headquarters in Atascadero.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There were fewer people filing for unemployment benefits last week, which was a short week and included the Christmas holiday. The number of new claims declined by 9,000 to 211,000. The previous week was revised slightly higher to 220,000. Fewer people than expected were remaining on benefits, 1.84 million down from the previous week. NVIDIA shares are up more than 1%. Barron's is expecting another strong year for the chipmaker on demand for more uses of artificial intelligence. And Topgolf Callaway shares are up nearly 8%. Analysts at Jefferies are upbeat about the company and are recommending investors buy the stock. Topgolf will become a separate company this year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even Porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013, 800-444-2013, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hi, Gene. This is Ann. Remember my parents were so stressed out when they couldn't pay their bills? We are so relieved. We found Attorney Rossi on Spring Street in Paso. He knows his stuff. He explained all of my parents' financial alternatives for free.
Rossi didn't charge you?
No charge. Rossi offers a free meeting to help guide people who have money problems. He says good people get into tough situations and need help. He said there are solutions to getting people out of debt, ways to save people's homes from foreclosure, and sometimes cancel tax debt, and stop lawsuits and stop harassing creditor calls. Rossi says about a quarter of his clients don't need legal help to deal with their overwhelming bills.
Is he a debt consolidation attorney?
No, he said debt consolidation is usually a poor choice, but he does help clients settle lawsuits out of court. Sometimes it means filing bankruptcy, and sometimes there's other ways.
Rossi Law is right here in Paso on Spring Street across from Wells Fargo, and he offers a free initial consultation.
We all spend a lot of our lives looking through glass. I'm Brian Carroll from A1 Glass, where our family of glass experts have been handling all things glass since 1992. If you're a homeowner looking to upgrade, A1 Glass sets the standard in our industry, using only the top brand names like Milgard. It's our dedication to a five-star service that has made us the Central Coast go-to glass company. Contact A1 Glass today. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Ask A1 Glass about Milgard windows and doors, full lifetime warranty on select products.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. 238-5775-238-KPRL. Join us. It's Thursday, that's right. It's not Monday and it's not Friday. One of the days.
Oh,
righty, coming up this afternoon, Karen is back. And speaking of the city, it'll be discussing some recent issues and some people within the city of Paso Robles and what has been going on and some claims, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The soap opera continues. So enjoy that this afternoon. And also a reminder, Al will be here. He's back after Christmas vacation with friends and family and so forth. So open mic Friday. You and Al this, tomorrow afternoon between 12:30 and 2. So there you go. That's it. We're somewhat back to normal. Of course, the Nationals are still playing, for most of them, the best of, and that will all straighten out on Monday. So it's become, well, expected. However, you know, over the course of time, I've mentioned, you know, changes just in not only a society but radio. And it used to be years ago, that the days off for the Nationals were not as extensive as it is now. There wasn't as many of the so-called best of. And it's probably just indicative of society in general that we take a little bit more time during the holidays than we did many, many years ago. And that's, you know, it's just, some call it progress, just some call it whatever they do call it. However, I do know, particularly for the Nationals, it's very extensive what they threw. So rejuvenating is not the worst thing in the world. I'm sure many of you can attest to it. Okay, so I'm going to be playing a clip here in just a minute because I was watching, like I'm assuming many of you yesterday, of the horrific incident, tragedy of the cowardness in New Orleans. And I was really impressed with this one lady. She used to work for the FBI. Her name is Nicole Parker. So I have a little clip of her. I'll be playing in a couple of minutes. But I don't usually watch a lot of newscasts about any of these type events. But yesterday, for whatever reason, I did. And I stayed glued to the television for a while. And I waited for the press conference. They, you know, kept saying it's going to be at this time, then it wasn't, and I understand that part. However, again, this is just me throwing this out, because I had a conversation with somebody, I think it was the day before this, and we were talking to the extent of public officials, and this is not all public officials, and the arrogance that they have. So, as I was watching the press conference from New Orleans yesterday, I asked myself, why are there five people that feel the need to get in front of the microphone? You had the FBI, you had the mayor, you had the police chief, I think whatever her name was or whatever her title was, then you had the governor, and then you had a senator. And, I mean, they all said the things that, you know, you kind of expected them to say, but I couldn't help but think, why do all of them need to be there? Or, okay, to show the public that they care, or, you know, whatever. And I guess many people in the public need that. And maybe not so much to be there, but why did all of them think that they needed to talk? What were they going to add, other than maybe the mayor, the police chief, and, of course, the FBI? And it got back to what my thinking is. Politicians or officials, they take an opportunity and they run with it. Look at me, look at me, look at me. I'm telling people that I care and so forth. I'm not saying that they don't. But that was my initial reaction yesterday when I saw that in comparison to the one in Las Vegas, which was direct and to the point. So, and here's somebody who knows a little bit about that. She is a former FBI special investigator or something like that. It is a Nicole Parker. So give this a listen for just a little bit. It's not that long.
Nicole Parker. Nicole, first to you, we started out the show with the Vegas Cybertruck explosion near Trump Tower, and then we ended with Garrett Tenney, and we also talked to David Spunt. These two incidents, your FBI background, do you believe they're connected? Do you believe they're both terrorist acts?
My gut instinct says yes, that they are both terrorist acts. Are they directly linked? It would be too soon to tell that, Trace, but I'm sorry. I look at everything and I think a Tesla truck in front, think about it, Elon Musk associated with Tesla, President Trump Tower, and, you know, fireworks, explosive devices potentially found in that truck. And then both vehicles were rented out of state, brought to different states, and wreaked havoc in different communities, whether it was in New Orleans or whether it was in Las Vegas. I just don't think that's a coincidence. I really don't. But, you know, we'll see what the investigation unfolds. But it is so important right now that the FBI is on point, looking at every single potential and possible lead. We looked at the press conference that occurred in Las Vegas, and I thought it was, quite frankly, a very good press conference. I think it was informative and to the point and direct and was stated with confidence. Then you looked at the press conference in New Orleans this morning. You had an ASAC from the FBI originally saying this is not terrorism.
Right.
And then coming out and saying it is terrorism. That is unacceptable. The FBI needs to be on point. I understand there's a lot of moving parts, but the American people need to feel confident in the FBI. And my opinion is because the FBI has not been focused on the top priorities, they are still focused on January 6th, Capitol violence, Trace. It is still on the homepage of the FBI's website. They focus on misdemeanors and put the full force of the federal government focusing on misdemeanors. While in the meantime, we have ISIS-inspired terrorist attacks going on, killing 15 innocent victims. The FBI has to change. I'm sorry. It is time for change. President Trump is going to change the FBI. It is time for reform.
Well, so we've had the stories about the FBI not only, regarding several issues, but also as she pointed out, the priorities. And it also goes back to something that we've talked about here, particularly in the last couple of years, on our trust or lack of trust of government, on their ability to do things correctly. And maybe not because they don't have the talent to do so, because their priorities are out of whack, or they've changed to this woke culture, which has been brought up on several interviews that I've watched the last couple of days regarding a lot of these things and the decisions that are made, not only in the federal government, but many local governments. Well, we don't want to offend. We don't want to do this. Look, we got a problem in this country with people doing a lot of bad things. And I, in my antiquated view, is this starts with our lack of punishment, and it starts at an early age of people just thinking they can get away with things. Look, we know that there are bad people who are going to do things no matter what, but as you get older, you just start to see these things, and you look at a society where many people are afraid to go out. They're afraid to do many things that we, you know, took for granted. And I think it's because many reasons, but including the lack of the ability to lay down the law and stop making excuses for people and maybe put the fear of God into them a little bit. That when you do things and you screw up and you mess up, you're going to pay a price. You're going to pay a price. So maybe you have some thoughts on that or anything else that may be going on as we jump a little bit. There is here in the state of California, California schools. Now, they are, this is something new. Public school students will get additional coursework on the harms of alcohol. That's a new law that's coming into play. And Chris, I'll once again rely on you. When you were going to school in high school, did you have any class or courses on the dangers of or the harms of alcohol?
Not necessarily a class, but we certainly had a lot of, let's say, talks or reminders about the dangers of alcohol.
Okay, now...
That wasn't even in high school. That starts pretty young, honestly.
Okay. Does it... Well, it covers all aspects. Driving, your health, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, absolutely. Though the importance, the significance, I'd say, was placed on drunk driving because it probably has some kind of statistical significance of, you know, teens being a lot more likely to be involved in accidents with impairment.
Okay, so did they tie it in with just drugs in general or just alcohol specifically?
Drugs and alcohol in general.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. The only time I can remember, well, let's see here. Well, the drunk driving was, from what I remember, was generally alluded to in our, when we had the your driver's education, which they stopped that in public schools.
Hmm.
We had it way back when, and they'd show us the horrific films of people that were, well, let's just say pretty gory films that we saw in the driver's ed class on the dangers of drunk driving and just also driving recklessly and speeding and everything associated that you can think negatively with driving. And we had a little bit on the drugs as well. Now, California schools are already required to provide instruction about alcohol, narcotics, and other dangerous drugs. Now, this bill would require that schools also provide instruction about the short and long-term harms of excessive drinking, including alcohol's links to chronic disease, mental health problems, and deaths. And depending on who you talk to, some will also say, well, what about the effects of marijuana, and including the potential problems as well, and what it can lead to? And that's been debated for a long, well, yeah, I guess for a long time. So I don't know if they do that. But also, I wonder, and Chris, again, I can rely on you for this, did you also have classes regarding the so-called do's and don'ts of healthy eating?
Yes, that was an actual class, I believe. That was health class specifically. So, I mean, there were still talks and, you know, presentations, assemblies and stuff like that on that as well throughout, you know, school life. But in terms of eating and fitness, those were actual classes.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know. And because I'm sure many of us can remember we had the old charts, so to speak, on, you know, the good foods and what to eat and healthy eating and so forth. All right. But I kind of giggle a little bit because apparently, at least in the eating part, that hasn't really sunk into a couple of generations because Americans are overweight. So, all right. Also in some California news, this is another statistic that you probably are somewhat aware of, but these are now national statistics that the $27+ billion and more to come that you in California have spent on homeless, there has been a 14% increase in the homeless population. Although good for California and to an extent that it's below the national increase of 21%. So California, $27 billion, the increase is 14%. Now, the national increase is 21%. And you know what the connection here is? That, of course, in California, we know, and around the country, as more money has been put into homelessness, the homelessness has increased. Can anybody answer the question of how that is possible? Remember, we're told by a certain political group that money is the answer to everything, or most things. So if you can tell me how, with the state and the other states increasing their spending on this issue, why is it increasing? Does anybody have a notion on that? So that's your government money at work. Your government money at work. All right, let's see here. Also, we got a couple of things to remind you about programming-wise. Ben Shapiro has left the network. They didn't re-up. It was Ben's decision not to re-up with the network. So he's gone. Will Cain taking his place. And that took effect yesterday. But I think he had a little bit of the best of on as well. And as I mentioned at the top of this, that will continue until Monday when that that'll go away. Also, I'm going to throw out something for you football fans. For you football fans. I received an email on New Year's Eve, and it was from the Los Angeles Rams. Los Angeles Rams wanting to know if we wanted to be an affiliate with them. And, you know, for many times over the years, we've put it out to our listeners if you would prefer the Rams over the Raiders. So if you have that, I haven't gotten into the details with the Rams because, again, it was just an intro email that the person sent to me, nice enough to do so. And so if you have any interest in KPRL carrying the Rams as opposed to the Raiders, and I'm not asking about the 49ers, because they have some, let's just say, policies that aren't in the best interest of smaller stations. And this goes back several years. And part of the reason is because the station that carries them is a union station. And let me just say, because of the, shall we say, the commitment that the local stations, smaller stations such as KPRL, have to do, it's not it's not beneficial to carry them. It's, in other words, it's just not worth it. And what's interesting is that when we used to carry the 49ers and they started to change their policies and so forth, that they, over the course of the last 15 years, they've lost affiliates. Now, if you go back, anybody that's been listening to KPRL for many years, we used to carry the Rams way back when. We carried the Rams, we carried the Lakers, we carried the California Angels. At one point, we even had Notre Dame football, which, by the way, just for the interest of history and technology, that Notre Dame, the University of Notre Dame, was the first college team and one of the first just teams in general to automate. In other words, we didn't need to have a board op with Notre Dame football because they were the first college and one of the first overall in sports to automate. So they were ahead of it because what happened is when the automation started to come in and teams that didn't, they were, it put a burden on stations, again, smaller stations such as KPRL, because you needed somebody to do what we call board op for that time. And when you put in the limited amount of commercials that you can play in these games, because it's just like a national radio show. They give you X amount of minutes per hour to play your local commercials, and that's, you know, you charge for local commercials. And so combination of that and then having to pay a board op, and a lot of times in football games, you would only get, say, maybe 7.5 or maybe 8 minutes of local commercials. Well, that's not enough to even pay for the board op. So stations were losing money on that. So they figured out, you know, such as Notre Dame, to automate because that way they can get more stations. You know, they hope they can get more stations on the air by doing that. A lot of them didn't. The Angels were ridiculously slow about that, and the and some other teams too. So that it, gradually, why stations went away from carrying a lot of that, such as KPRL. So. Anyway, if you thought that you might be to have the Rams over the Raiders, let us know. Just email me, kevin@kprl.com, and I'll be in touch with them probably sometime next week, and we'll see, because the Raiders, we don't know if the listenership for the Raiders is as was it once, because, well, Raiders used to be good. And I'm a Raider fan. Raiders are my second team, but they're not very good, and it doesn't look like they're going to be very good for a while until maybe Mark Davis sells the team. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County.
The Templeton Library reported its finances for the end of the year was short around $3,600. As the library is privately funded, it does not receive county or government funding. But within 24 hours of asking for community help, the library reported that generous donations put them over the top, raising over $3,700. The library thanks the community for their support. The County Board of Supervisors will be holding a special meeting on Tuesday, January 7th. The meeting starts at 9 a.m. and contains only one consent agenda item. The board will reorganize its members and elect the chairperson and vice chairperson for the 2025 term. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 35 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. New details in the investigation into the deadly truck crash in New Orleans on New Year's Day. Fox's Madison Scarpino reports.
The FBI believes that the 42-year-old suspect did not act alone. They're asking for the public's help to identify anything about the suspect or any other potential suspects as well. We know that the Sugar Bowl that was set to happen has now been postponed for 24 hours.
At least 15 people were killed. Authorities investigating the Tesla Cybertruck explosion that happened in front of the Trump Tower in Las Vegas as a potential terrorist attack. Metro Police Department Sheriff Kevin McMahon.
We're looking for secondary devices. We're taking it slow, and we are going to make sure that we remain safe in our community.
The explosion killed one person and injured seven others. America's listening to Fox News.
Escape the winter doldrums at Tatchy this January, because we're giving away mountains of cash every Friday. Four lucky winners every hour will win up to $5,000 cash. That's right, four chances every hour to win between 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. And the more you play slots and table games, the more chances you have to win. It's my great escape, only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
The Australian Warbirds Museum has updated its 40-plus vintage military aircraft to honor those who served in the Vietnam conflict. The Australian Warbirds Museum, home of the Woodland Auto Display, has a multi-million dollar collection and over 20,000 square feet of indoor buildings for the vintage auto and race car enthusiast. Open Thursday through Sundays, 10 to 4, Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles, and they're always looking for new volunteers. Go to ewarbirds.org.
It is 12 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports, brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
College football playoff quarterfinals on New Year's Day at the Peach Bowl in Atlanta, Texas, held on to beat Arizona State 39-31 in double overtime. The Longhorns looked like they would run away with it, leading by 14 at the half and by 16 midway through the fourth quarter. But then Cam Scataboo took over. The Sun Devils running back threw a fourth down 42-yard option pass to Malik McLean for a touchdown, then broke off a 62-yard run moments later to set up his own 2-yard TD plunge and 2-point conversion to send the game to OT, where Scataboo scored again to give ASU its first lead of the day. But Quinn Ewers answered with 2 touchdown passes, and Andrew Makuba's interception ended it. Texas coach Steve Sarkisian.
They showed a ton of fight, ton of resiliency. It's a really good football team. You know, we went up 16 in the fourth quarter. Their ability to come back and take this thing to overtime was very impressive.
In Pasadena, Ohio State blasted number one Oregon in the Rose Bowl 41-21. The Buckeyes avenging their 1-point midseason loss to the Ducks by running out to a 34-0 lead before halftime. The Sugar Bowl was postponed after the tragic events in New Orleans Wednesday morning, so Notre Dame and number 2 Georgia will tee it up this afternoon at 4 Eastern at the Superdome. NHL, the Kings shut out the Devils 3-0, 33 saves for Darcy Kemper. NBA, the Knicks bopped the Jazz for their 9th straight win, while the Raptors ripped the Nets to snap an 11-game losing streak. That's Thursday Sports.
All righty, coming up Sunday, another triple header, our final triple header of the year. As the regular season winds down, now we will have all the playoff games and the Super Bowl here on KPRL. Well, most of the games, unless they interfere with Jukebox Saturday night. But that's only the 1 week, so just a couple of those. Let's see here. We have the Redskins and the Cowboys, the first game at 9:30, then the Raiders and the Chargers, the next game, approximately 1:30, and big game of the day. Still a lot on the line here. It's the Vikings and the Lions at 4:30 from Westwood One. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside. In just a moment, extended weather forecast, pet alert, and, of course, trivia.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peek Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir, just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peekpainting.com. That's peekpainting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag, just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance, 105 South Main Street in Templeton. Clouds early, then guess what? Yep, sunshine, highs in the upper 60s. Clouds tonight, overnight lows in the upper 30s. Cloudy on Friday, low 60s. Clouds and sunshine mixed in, low 60s Saturday. Sunny Sunday, mid-60s, mid-60s Monday. And sunny on Tuesday of next week, mid-60s. And let's see here, Thursday, Wednesday, mid-60s. And sunny a week from today, upper 60s. Today's UV index will be 3. Up and down we go. 7:13 a.m., 5:02 p.m. We're at 35 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt, 105 South Main Street in Templeton, and he's the man. He's the man. Let's move along here on The Right Choice at 7.5 minutes away from 7 o'clock.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters. Remember, it is your one-stop shop for guns, ammo, archery, gunsmithing. It's all under one roof. And don't forget, most importantly, education. They've got a lot of classes to make sure you're doing things the right way and the safe way. That's Uncle Ed's. All right, as we check in to see what varmints may be out there in the highways and byways and get them where they need to be, and that's home sweet home or home on the range or wherever you may put your homestead. Okay, as I look to my left to start off the year, there's nothing to report here on the world famous Pet Alert. So, Mr. Garcia, this is we're back to animals.
Back to animals, okay.
Back to animals here. Where are we? Okay. To give up something all at once rather than gradually weaning off it.
That's a mouthful.
Well, speaking of a mouthful, it might be a good, tasty mouthful.
Okay.
Huh. To give up something all at once rather than gradually weaning off it.
I'm going to go with, this probably isn't right, but all your eggs in one basket. I don't think that's right, because...
Your first guess was correct when you said, I don't think this is right.
Huh.
Okay, so I'll give you one more try.
All your eggs in one basket.
I'll give you one more try.
What do you mean?
Is, okay, to give up something all at once. In other words, you cut it off just like that. Whether it may be something like smoking or drug addiction, you quit and it's called what?
I'm kind of lost here now.
All right, I'll give you one more little hint.
Okay, here. Okay.
Thanksgiving.
Huh. I'm still lost.
Okay.
What is it?
Quit cold turkey.
Oh, okay. No, I wouldn't have gotten that.
Right. But you have heard of that.
Not necessarily. No. I think I've heard the phrase cold turkey before, but I never knew what it actually meant.
Yeah, you've heard of wild turkey, right?
As a phrase?
Well, no. As one, wild turkey, but also, well, you don't drink, so wild turkey liquor.
Oh, no, I haven't. So, okay. Yeah, no, I was way off on this one.
All right, well, it's good you don't know anything about wild turkey liquor. Good for you. All right, trivia is set to go, and it's brought to you by Joe's Place, Bassett Robles in Templeton. And, of course, the One Niner Diner. Every day they're open for breakfast and lunch. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. All right, this is an easy question. I don't know if it's an easy answer. What is the largest desert in the world? The largest desert in the world. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. It's, well, let's see here. You're writing. Nope. This is, people will be amazed by this answer. Hi, good morning.
Hi, the Gobi.
No, not the Gobi Desert. Hi, good morning. You're on trivia.
Gobi Desert.
Nope, not the Gobi Desert. I think we. Hello, you're on trivia.
Antarctica.
Yes, the Antarctica Desert. It's the largest desert in the world. Well done, sir. By the way, have you ever been to a desert?
Of course, the one right here.
You mean Paso Robles?
I think everybody's been over to our own desert, hasn't they?
Well, I guess what? Paso Robles a desert in the summer, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It is. All right, sir, may I have your name, please?
Bob Johnson.
All right, Bob Johnson, we have you down as a qualifier, sir, and thank you for listening, and Happy New Year.
Bye-bye now. Thank you.
Bye.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
The Antarctic Desert is the largest desert in the world, covering 5.5 million square miles. It's so large that it's bigger than the Sahara, Arabian, and Gobi Desert combined. Now, it's a polar desert, but it's considered a desert because it receives very little rain or snow. The snow that does fall builds up over time to form thick ice sheets. That's pretty amazing that I could have been here all day naming every desert that I know of, and I wouldn't have thought as Antarctic as a desert. Would you consider that a bit of a trick question?
No, not necessarily.
All right.
Because, you know, it falls under the definition of a desert, and you did even say you might be surprised, kind of hinting at something.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, here's another little something that most of us know, that water consumes most of the earth, that deserts cover about one-third of the earth, the land surface, rather.
Hmm.
And obviously they have a significant impact on global climate patterns, biodiversity, and human cultures. Which, by the way, I looked at my email this morning, and where is it? It has to do with something to do with that we're going to get a cold spell coming in, so that may unofficially put an end to global warming. Well, we don't know. I hope I didn't delete this, but.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. The city of Paso Robles has been named the best small town for retirement in California by World Atlas. World Atlas cites the season's events, home prices, cultural vibrancy, and landmarks for the high ranking. The County Public Works Department announced that a portion of the Bob Jones Bike Trail will be closed for 1 week. The closure is for regular essential maintenance work on the trail and will go from January 6th through January 10th between Ontario Road and Blue Heron Drive in the Avila Beach area. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today, highs in the upper 60s, it's 34 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Antarctica is also the coldest desert on Earth, even colder than the planet's other polar desert, the Arctic. So, there you go. Two more to go. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated.
The
the number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's